this may be our last chance to provide the means of saving civilization from annihilation.
There's much we can learn from each other.
One of those moments in history.
We are all together out on the internet.
Can there be a peace between us?
You were an eyewitness.
The people who grew up with the technology.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
A worldwide broadcasting system.
This is for you. For my way.
Please keep in touch.
This is CyberStation USA, America's unique online experience. Hello, welcome to the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. Thanks for stopping by. Come in, relax while we enjoy great jazz. Each week we present the music of independent jazz artists as well as those we've grown to love through the years. And yes, of course, the legends. This show we take you to the Newport Jazz Festival, titled George Wein's Care Fusion Jazz Festival 55. While at the festival, we were able to sit down and talk with saxophonist Joe Lovano. We talked about his CD, Joe Lovano, Us Five Folk Art. We talked about his music, the creative young musicians in his band, and the interesting instruments that he played during his performance at the festival and on his CD. You'll hear his interview and music in this first of a two-part series on the music of Joe Lovano, Us Five Folk Art. Right now, enjoy Powerhouse. Welcome to the Jazz Room, Joe Lovano.
Oh, boy, it's such a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Joe. I've been enjoying listening to you here at the Care Fusion Jazz Festival 55 in Newport, Rhode Island.
Isn't that something? Yeah. Well, the Newport Jazz Festival for all these years has set the pace for all the festivals around the world, you know. And I've had a great fortune to play here a number of times, and this afternoon to present my quintet, Us Five, and play the music from my new recording, Folk Art, on Blue Note Records, was a thrill.
It was a thrill to listen to you. And I'd like to know how many, because we didn't get a list of a set list ahead of time, how many from your CD, just Joe Lovano, Us Five, Folk Art?
Well, you know, I tried to cover a number of the compositions from this recording, because it just came out, and they're tunes that I wrote for this specific band with these personalities of James Wideman on piano, Esperanza Spalding on bass, and Otis Brown on drums, as well as Francesco Mela on drums. So I have a quintet with two drummers, which gives me four quartet possibilities, 10 trio possibilities, 9 duet possibilities, and 5 unaccompanied voices, as well as the quintet sound, you know. So I tried to orchestrate the music, so we kind of touch on those moments throughout our set. But today, in a one-hour set, we played like kind of a through-composed set, an order of things. So we covered quite a bit of this music. We did Us Five, the title track, Folk Art. We also played Powerhouse, Drum Song, Dibango. I played a blues called Big Ben that was on a previous recording, Streams of Expression. And we played the title track of a recording I did called Viva Caruso to close out the set. So I mixed a couple other originals in, but we covered quite a bit of the music from Folk Art.
Now let's listen to Us Five.
Thank you.
Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones. You just heard Joe Lovano playing Us Five from his CD, Joe Lovano, Us Five Folk Art. We'll continue now with our interview with Joe. This is your first CD with all your originals, isn't it?
Well, complete CD with all originals. I've done quite a few CDs which had mostly originals, maybe one standard thrown in here and there, you know. Of a classic, beautiful song that I love to play, you know. But this was the first recording on Blue Note in a while that was completely all original compositions, written specifically for the date and for this band, you know.
Okay, and now this band, for those who may be looking you up on the internet right now through Blue Note Records, or your website, which is?
My website is just joelovano.com, and you could watch videos and see all kinds of things.
So we ask people, while you're listening to this show, to please go on to joelovano.com, and you can find out various things. But this group, all your musicians who are Us Five, are all really young musicians.
Well, there's some of the most creative young players that I've come across over the last few years. And it's so great to play in such different situations in jazz. It's such a multicultural music and multi-generational music. And I'm always experiencing playing with different people in different age groups, you know. And in this particular band, we have some folks in their 20s, 30s, 40s, and 50s. We're covering some ground.
Up next is Dibango.
Thank you.
have some what some would call non-traditional instruments. I just call them fascinating instruments. And I was watching you play one. It looked like two horns stuck together. Can you tell me about these instruments so I'm not confusing people?
Well, you know, I've had a lifetime of traveling and collecting instruments from around the world. And, you know, in a way, this whole conception and approach that I'm taking with this band and calling this recording folk art, it's about, you know, folk music and the folk feelings of the human nature, you know, that creates music throughout the ages, you know. And I've had a chance to travel and play in the Middle East and in Asia and in Africa and all over Europe and, of course, North America and South America. And everywhere I go, I've collected different horns, flutes and percussion instruments and things, you know. Recently, I've met some incredible people that have created some instruments. Now, the horn you're speaking of is a double soprano saxophone, which is called an allochrome, created by Francois Louis in Belgium. And I played this recording on this, I played this instrument on this recording, folk art, on a tune called Dabango, written for Mano Dabango, who's a friend of mine and someone I've played with. He's from Cameroon, and he has an incredible band of musicians from Cameroon. They all live in Paris now. But I sat in with him last year when we played a festival in Sweden, and I went back to the hotel room and I wrote this piece and dedicated it to him, Dabango, and I play it on this horn, the allochrome, on this recording, you know. But it's a double soprano saxophone made to be harmonized on. So it has one keyboard down the center of two bodies. It has two mouthpieces made as one with two reeds. So if I just play on one mouthpiece, I can get a pure saxophone sound. If I play on both mouthpieces, I have an options of playing unisons or in octaves or to harmonize by releasing parts of keys that open tone holes on the left body. So it's amazing, you know. It's definitely inspired by Rassan Roland Kirk and the things that he did with two horns. But of course, he had to play each hand on a different horn. I'm playing both hands on a single horn, really, but it's made as it's made together with two horns. You know, it's quite a serious study. And I first recorded a blues called Big Ben that we played today on a recording called Streams of Expression with my ensemble. Gunter Schuller wrote a piece called The Birth of the Cool Suite for this recording. The very last tune on that session is a trio piece with Lewis Nash and Dennis Irwin on bass, where I play this horn, and I introduced it on that blues.
Finally, here's an excerpt from Eterno on Joe Lovano, Us Five, Folk Art. We've come to the end of another show. Next time, we'll listen to Joe talk about another interesting instrument that he plays on this CD and his advice to young musicians who want to pursue a career in music. And, of course, more music from the CD, Joe Lovano, Us Five, Folk Art. Thank you for spending time here in the Jazz Room. We love hearing from you. You may send your comments and questions through the Jazz Room page of my website, JoanWatsonJones.com. Also, you'll find a photo of Joe Lovano, a playlist of this program, and a direct link to Joe's website, JoeLovano.com. Until next time, you have been in the Jazz Room. I'm your host, Joan Watson Jones.
The opportunity to forge a new world order.
There is a man behind the curtain. This isn't the Wizard of Oz. The shakeup to the music business machine.
That sounds fun!
This is a far more deadly predator than anyone ever imagined.
Perfectly designed.
I wonder which came first.
Cyberstation USA.
Cyberstation USA is the future of radio. Get your business into the online future at the world's largest internet radio station. From banner placement on our homepage to any of our broadcaster stages, commercials on our video player, audio spots on any of our shows, or at the beginning of any of our on-demand broadcasts. Cyberstation USA offers competitive rates with a worldwide reach, a fully integrated one-stop shop social media broadcast platform. For more information, please contact our sales department at cameo@cyberstationusa.com.
Cameo Entertainment Group and CyberStation USA are now part of Stitcher, a free radio app for your smartphone. With Stitcher, you can listen to live programming as well as archive radio programming right on your phone. To obtain Stitcher, just go to the App Store for your particular phone. Go to search, then type in Stitcher. That's Stitcher. S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
Then download. It's that simple.
Stitcher,
a free radio app for your smartphone. Convenient access to live and archive CyberStation USA programming on your mobile phone. That's Stitcher.
S-T-I-T-C-H-E-R.
CyberStation USA, always on the go.
Every so often you have technology come along that rewrite the rules of the game.
Digital culture isn't characterized by the home computer.
You speak instantly to a man standing on the shore of France.
The CyberStation, the USA, the .com.
Worldwide. Everything has changed.
A new age.
The biggest ride in all of history.
This is CyberStationUSA.com.
Worldwide.
This is the future.
The future.
Radio.
The future.
The future of radio.
And that really is the message.